Today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Dalid. And we start, he started yesterday, the last parak here in Maseches Yuma. And we continue now with the Mishnah. We read the Mishnah yesterday, that Yom Kippur is Usur with all of the Inuyim. We mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim, there are rayas for both sides, whether the Inuyim, other than eating and drinking, are those Usur D'Oraisa, like the Rambam might hold, like the Ran tries to explain, with exceptions even on a D'Oraisa level, which is the bigger Chiddush, that's the Ran's Lashon on Daf Aleph Amad Aleph in the Daf Arif. The Ran says, right, not wearing leather shoes, not anointing, not washing, that is D'Oraisa. That is part of the mitzvah of inisim as nafshos seichem, as we'll see in the Gemara. Ella tekiva delav bechlal inui deksivi bekra behedya ba'oraisa ninu, but because the Torah doesn't say it explicitly, ella mi ribuya deshabasonasi kiltfe umasran akasav lechachamim veheni kilu bahen kafima sherau vehitiru, and they muttered certain cases, and that was the melech, and that was the kala, and that was other instances. That is all the shita of the Ran, and maybe the Rambam. If you look at Rashi, Pasha's Rashi on the next Amud, and Tosvos, and the Rush, and others hold that, no, only eating and drinking is D'Oraisa on Yom Kippur. Those are the Isurim, and Isur Malacha. Isur Malacha is not mentioned in the Mishnah, because it's Mefurish in the Pasuk. You don't need the Mishnah to tell us that. But that is the only ones that are D'Oraisa. All the other ones, Inilos Asamdo, Tashma Shamita, all the other ones, Lomaskana, are D'Rabbanan. So that's going to be very important in terms of any type of kulas for the other Inuyim, whether they are D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. That is point number one. Point number two is that the Mishnah, just to mention that the, I mentioned in the last parak, we have the Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, from Moshe Ibn Chabiv. It was early 1700s. It's a classic on three prakim in Shas. He wrote on three of the meatiest, every parak is meaty, but he wrote Yom Tru on the last parak of Rosh Hashanah. He wrote Tosefes Yom HaKippurim on our parak, and he wrote Kapos Tamarim on parak Lulav HaGuzzel. So we'll get to use his sefer over the next couple of months, Be'ez Hashem, at various times. He writes in his Hakdama, Dekeshem Shetosefes Yom HaKippurim De'Oraisa, Kemochein Tosefes Chidushin Halalu Al Perak Yom HaKippurim. Just like Tosefes Yom Kippur is D'Oraisa, so too the Tosefes that I wrote on Perak Yom HaKippurim should be D'Oraisa, and should be, hopefully, Dvarim HaNiskablim Al Alev, items that find favor in the eyes of those who read it. So we'll get into some of his items in a couple of moments. Important discussion that the Chashuke Chemet has here. Well, first he has something that's not so common, and then he has a very common issue. Number one, he says, Nilus Asandals, now let him wear leather shoes. Are leather shoes muksa on Yom Kippur? You let him move them, you let him be involved with them and clean them up. So the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Just like food on Yom Kippur is not muksa. Right, food, if you have to give it to a child, if there's a chola that needs to eat, food is not muksa on Yom Kippur. So too, when it comes to shoes, the shoes are not usur in tiltil on Yom Kippur, number one. Okay, so that is something that is generally known. But the other issue is a very important issue that comes up. If somebody, as you said yesterday, if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, so we tell them to eat b'shi'urin, we tell them to eat in a way that they are eating physically, but they are still in the positive state of inui. As the Mishnah said, that the shir of Yom Kippur is not like regular isurei ma'achalas asuros in kizayis, but it's a little bit more, because Chazal assumed that even if I eat a kizayis, I'm still in a state of affliction. It's only if I eat more than that, the size of a koseves, that is where I'm in a state, once I eat that, I'm out of the state of inui. And we said in the Mishnah that eating and drinking, food and drink, are not mitzvah. So let's say a person is eating b'shiurin, about a shot glass every 10 minutes. Does one have to make a new bracha every time they eat? Because you're dafka eating in a way that's, you have a hefsek, bedafka, because you don't want the eatings to be mitzvah to each other. But I know that every 10 minutes I'm going to be drinking something. So it is mitzvah in that way. So does one make a new bracha throughout the day? Right, it's a separate, do we say that the halacha creates a hesach hadas? Or do I say, no, just the opposite, I have it all in mind, and therefore one bracha should suffice? So he quotes this from the post, he quotes this from the Aderet, who says, on the surface, he says, because the halacha says that you're not allowed to eat in between, yesh lomar, that creates a hesach hadas. V'kivan shehu tzarech lehish tamer shelo yitztarfu ashnei chatzoy shirim chas v'shalom havalei hesach hadas legamre v'achilas l'akodemes v'yalkein tzarech levarech mechadash. Hesach hadas doesn't mean that I personally am not thinking about it. It just means I have created a block. So what? I know that I'm going to eat it again in 10 minutes, but I'm not allowed to eat right now. So on the surface, he says, you should say that you do require another bracha. But then he says, but the only reason you're being mafsik is so that you can eat again in 10 minutes. That's the reason you're being mafsik. It's not a hefsik like other hefsikim. I'm forgetting about eating. I want to eat again, and that is why I'm not eating now. So he says, maybe that's called sarach achila, right? Any type of need. Bring me the salt, right? That's not a hefsik, right? So this here too, he says, Ubashas Maisa. So he quotes first from the Adarit, who says, when he had to do this, he says he was maharher the bracha. He wasn't sure what to do. So he was maharher the bracha each time. And then afterwards, he says, he looked in the svarim, v'lo matzasi ma'uma. So I didn't find anybody who talked about this. But then the Rav Zilberstein, the Chashuk Echemet quotes, it's in the Marsham. The Marsham says, Dover barur she'ein sarach levarech. You do not have to make a new bracha if I know I'm going to eat again in 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes, you do not have to make a new bracha. Kivan she'eino mesiach daitov, omi bimkomo. I'm here, and I have in mind to eat again in 10 minutes. So what the halacha tells me not to? It says that's not called a hefsek. And he says, I'll bring your araya. He says, what happens if somebody has in front of them a steak and a cheese sandwich? And they're planning to eat both. They're going to eat the cheese sandwich, wash their mouth out, and then eat the steak. What? I'm sorry, forget the sandwich. Cheese. Cheese and steak. So you're gonna tell me what this the first shahakol on the cheese does not work for the meat? I have in mind to eat both. I can't eat them together. Right after I ate the cheese, I'm not allowed to eat the meat. I have to wash my mouth. That there's a hefsek halachically that's required also. So he says, of course the two brachas are gonna work. That you do the one bracha will work on the two foods. You don't have to make a new bracha on the second item. You had it in mind. So here too, he assumes that one has it in mind, and therefore one would not require to make a new one. If one waits an hour in between, not just 10 minutes where you're going to eat right away, then you would have to make a new bracha. But in terms of 10 minutes, and one is clockwork, having to do that because they need to stay hydrated, but they don't want to violate inui, so in that case, one would not make a new bracha.
What if one is
on a basketball court and one drinks?
It's not clockwork, but it's
after the game. It's after the game. Okay. Right? That's a good question. Pashtus is, if I drink, the first time I should make sure to drink enough for a shir. For that's, right? So it's not, it's kadeachilas pras or mali lugmav. But if I do that the first time and I know that I'm going to drink again in 10 minutes, 15 minutes after the game, or 6 minutes, however long it takes, pashtus, you don't have to make a new bracha. I mean, you know that you're in the same place, and you know that you do this all the time. The bad question is, what if you're on a tiyul? So you're not in the same place. You drink some, and then you're going to drink for a half an hour when you stop again. That's a shayla, because that's really you have in mind, but you really have a hefsek, because you don't know how long it's going to be. And but on a basketball court, I would say, you know, the same place, you have in mind, I would make one bracha at the beginning, and that's it. Okay. We continue. So the Mishnah had said, again, the Inuyim, and then we had the Shiurim, and then we had that the Shiurim are not mitztarif to each other. So, says the Gemara, again, today is one of those dafim, as we're going to have many of, Bez Hashem, over the next couple of days, where we need more time, but we will do our best. Says the Gemara, the language of the Mishnah was that on Yom Kippur it is asur to eat and drink. Says the Gemara, that's it, it's just asur. Asur. Anush karisu. It's chayiv karis. Usur sounds like it's usur. You shouldn't do it. What do you mean you shouldn't do it? The Gemara should say, the Mishnah should say chayiv, not usur. So it's an anish kares. So I'm Rabbi Eila, Vitam Rabbi Yirmiya. Here it is. Lo nitzrecha ela lachatzi shir. Here's the major sugi in Shas related to chatzi shir, eating or violating half the amount. You're right. If somebody eats an entire shir on Yom Kippur, the chayiv kares. But what if they only eat half of a koseves? So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you that's also asur. One does not get punished for that. Punishment is only for amounts, the shiurim, but it's still aser. So the Gemara says, "Ha nichal banda amar chatzi shiur aser min haTorah." So fine, the Mishnah sounds like it's a nisa daraisa. So fine, according to the opinion, Rabbi Yochanan, who says chatzi shiur aser min haTorah, I understand. El lamanda amar chatzi shiur mutter min haTorah, ma'ikel meimar. But if you say chatzi shiur is mutter mi daraisa, right? And if I eat a half a kazayis of pig, a half a kazayis of treif, it's mutter daraisa. The Torah only said items are aser b'shir. Yeah, it's the aser drabanan if I eat a half a shir. So if I say that, ma'ikel meimar de'itmar chatzi shir, as the discussion of the Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan amar aser min haTorah, Reish Lakish amar mutter min haTorah. Hanichal Rabbi Yochanan, ala Reish Lakish ma'ikel meimar. Very verbose, repeats it again. But either way, according to Rabbi Yochanan, fine. You could say the Mishnah means chatzi shir. But according to Reish Lakish, what do we do? Answer, Moder Reish Lakish, Sha'aser mi d'Rabbanan. Reish Lakish agrees that it's still Aser d'Rabbanan. So when the Mishnah says Aser, it means d'Rabbanan Aser. It's not the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what our Mishnah means. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Chati Shir, fifth to last skinny line, Klomar, Pachos mi Kashir, Aser min haTorah. What's the Chiddush of Rashi? Aser, Chati Shir means less than the Shir. Explains that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Rashi is coming to tell me, don't take the words chatzi shir literally. I might think, oh, if it's half a kazayis, half a koseves, that's going to be usher. But if it's a quarter, so that, no, that's mutter. That everybody gives mutter. Rashi is coming to tell you not that way. Rashi is coming to tell you chatzi shir means less than the shir. Any amount less than the shir. Bilta, he says, the mitzdarfin, Yer de kavanaso de balash minan de lo tema chati shir mamish de haynu chati zayis gamkin aser min haTorah avo pachos bi chati zayis haynu kolshu yei mutter min haTorah. He says no, that's what we say chati shir lav dafke itmar el afilu kolshu b'mashba de kolshu yatsa michlal hashir mekubalanu leka lifluge bein chati shir lekolshu lamanda aser. There's no difference between them. That's an important ha'ara, a diuk in Rashi. Does anybody argue on this? So I saw last night the Maharam Chalava argues, collector's item, Shita. The Maharam Chalava in Psachim Memdalid says Beferish that Chatzi Shir is only Aser if it's Chatzi Shir. But if it's less than Chatzi Shir, which is interesting, maybe the Raya is that the Gemara uses that Lashon. Why does the Gemara use the Lashon of Chatzi Shir? Why doesn't the Gemara just say Pachas Mikashir? It says Chatzi Shir, says the Maharam Chalava, because it's Dafka Chatzi Shir. Half is Aser. But pachos mikashir, a fifth, a quarter, that is not going to be usher. Nafka mina lefachos michatzi zayis. That's the Maram Chalava, Mem Dalad Amid Beis in Psachim. We'll get back to that, Bez Hashem, in a little bit. So that's the Gemara Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether chatzi shir is usher. Remember, for the punishment of Kares and Malkus and Misa and any of those, so that for sure you need the shear. The only machlokas here is for the Isser Ba'alma. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though you're not going to get punished, it's still Aser Daraisa. And Rabbi Shlokas says, no, the second that you don't have the shear anymore, and Shiurim, let's say, are Halacha Moshe Misinai, so probably part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai is that if you don't do the shear, it's not Aser Daraisa at all. We will see the two sources for Rabbi Yochanan, Brother Hashem, on the next Amud. So now the Gemara says, one second, Ihachi, if it's true that Reish Lakish still holds that it's Aser D'Rabbanan, what we just said, Lo Nechayev Alei Karban Shvua. Why do we say you're Chayev a Karban Shvua? What's a Karban Shvua? A Karban that I'm Chayev if I make a Shvuas Bitui. We're going to talk about right now, you know, Parak in the Parshas Vayikra, we have most Averos, if I do them B'Shogeg, most Averos are Chayev Achatas. But you have a couple of Averis that are Chayv and Asham. That's a few. Mi'ila and Shivcha Charuf and a few others. And there are a couple of Averis that are Chayv, a unique type of Karban Chatas. And that's the Ola V'Yoreitz. The three Averis. Shavuas Bitui, if I swear for nothing. I make a Shavua for nothing. I swear that something is true and I swear that something is not. I swear that the tree is a tree. I swear that the tree is a rock. Right? Or I swear that I'm going to do something or I'm not going to do something and I don't do it. Shavuas Bitui, I'm Chayv and Ola V'Yoreitz, depending on my tax bracket. And Shavuas Eidus, if I swear that I don't know testimony for you, and I really do, and I can testify for you and get you money, and then I come out that I swore about it and I lied, I'm Chayav a Karban Shavuas Eidus. Both of those are coming up right here in our Gemara, Shavuas Eidus. And then you have Tumas Mikdash Vakadasha, walking into the base of Mikdash when you're Tameh, eating a Karban when you're Tameh. Those three Averis are Chayav, Karban Ola, V'Yoreitz. So the Gemara says now, relating to the first context, Karban Shavuah. So says the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, if it's Aser Midrabanan, you should not be Chayav a Karban Shvua. What does that mean? We will learn that if somebody makes a Shvua that I am not going to eat treif. So that shvu is meaningless. Because I'm already what's called mushva va'omei mehar Sinai. We all took an oath at our Sinai to keep the Torah. So if I swear about something that I already swore about, it's not chal. So, says the Gemara, Alamatan, Shvua Shalo Ochel, Va'achan Avelos Treva Shkatzim Uramasim, Chayiv. The Tanakama says, if I swear that I will not eat, and I eat Treif, I'm Chayiv. We'll get to why that is in a minute. I'm still Chayiv for the Shvua. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're Poter. What, eating Treif is a violation of your Shvua? No. You already took a Shvua at our Sinai. So Reb Shimon says that if you make a shvuah that you will not eat today, and you ate something not kosher, you are not chayiv for that shvuah, because that shvuah really did not exist. You're chayiv for the avera. You got the avera of eating treif, but I don't get the avera of the shvuah. V'havinan ba, and the Gemara says, one second, what about the Tanakama? The Tanakama says that you're going to be chayiv? Am I chayiv? Mushva v'yobim me'ar sinayu. Why are you chayiv in that case? You already took an oath at our Sinai, so your shvuah today should be meaningless. Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yochanan da Amri. So what was the answer given by the first opinion? Bekolal dvarim hamutarim dvarim asurim. The only reason it works here for the Tanakama is that the Tanakama, what was the shvuah here? I will not eat, period. So that shvuah does include mutter items. So the first opinion is, once the shvuah is chal and is effective for eating mutter items, for not eating mutter items, so too it's effective for eating usher items. That's hoel, or migu. Since it's chal for the mutter foods in the world, it's chal for the usher foods in the world. Okay, that's why the Tanakhama says chayiv. V'reish Lakish Amar, V'reish Lakish has another opinion. I can tell you why the first opinion is going to be chayiv. I ata motze ela bimfarish chatzi shir ba'libe d'rabanan o bistam ba'libe d'rabi akiva. What does that mean? Basically, Reish Lakish is giving an answer. It's a case where you asered chatzi shir also. According to the machlokas, Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva elsewhere, which they have a machlokas, whether chatzi shir is automatically included when you say something is asered to you. The Rabbanan say it's not automatically included. So Reish Lakish says it's a case where you explicitly asered chatzi shir. Rabbi Akiva says it's automatically included. So therefore, you don't have to explicate it. The Amar Adam Oser Atzma B'kol Shehu. But what do you see from there? Reish Lakish says that you're going to be chayiv the carbon shvua if you aser chatzi shir. Why? Because you are not mushva v'yomei mehar Sinai hu. Right? And that's how you can get something that is included that is not mushva from Har Sinai. Question mark. 1 minute. We just said Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shir is aser anyway. So still, why should you be chayiv a carbon shvua? Reish Lakish's explanation of the Tanakama. That, if I aser chatzi shir and I eat it, so then the shvua is chal on that. But what do you mean? We just said even Reish Lakish agrees chatzi shir is aser. Says the Gemara. V'chi, actually, let's stop there for a minute. There's a very important line of Rashi, which the Gemara is going to reject in a minute, but we'll talk about it here. Rashi says, we already alluding to and hinting to the next question of the Gemara. But 1 minute. Reish Lakish says it's only aser d'rabanan, not the oraisa. So isn't it a very simple answer, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute, isn't it a very simple answer to say, you're not mushva v'yomen mi'ar Sinai if it's only aser d'rabanan? And that's why the shvua is chal. So Rashi already notes that, and the Gemara is going to reject this answer based on that question. But Rashi says, at least at this stage, what's the Havamina? That an Issa D'Rabbanan would be included in Mushba V'Yomen Me'ar Sinai? Look at the last line of this top Rashi. Here's the line. V'Harei Af Alav Mushba Mishum Lav Delo Sasur. Wow. The Torah says in Parsha Shoftim that there's a mitzvah that we have to listen to the rabbis, and there's an Isser D'Oraisa. If we don't listen to the rabbis, we're violating an Isser D'Oraisa. That's the Havamina here. Reish Lakish says there's also D'Rabbanan Chatzi Shir, but that's an Isser D'Oraisa also. Because every time you violate a D'Rabbanan, you're violating the D'Oraisa, Rashi says. So we're back to the question. It's also Mushra V'Yobin Me'ar Sinai, and Reish Lakish should agree that you're not chayav a carbon shvua. This, of course, touches on the huge topic of lo sasur. And the machlokes, which is known as the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Rashi, you can't prove from anything here, because Rashi is explaining the Gemara. The next line is going to reject this. So you don't have to say, oh, Rashi holds, like, all drabbanans are lo sasur. But this is the sugya, machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds clearly in more than one place that every time someone violates an issa drabbanan, they're also violating an issa d'oraisa of do not turn and swerve away from what the Rabbanan told us. The Rabbanan says at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, if somebody does not listen to the Rabbanan, Mishaina ose behora asan over below sase shenamar lo sasser minadavar asher yagidu lecha. Right, this is the Rambam. The Chinuch expands on the Rambam and says it's not only the Sanhedrin Agadol, it's any Beis Din in any generation. If somebody does not listen to and they have the authority of a Beis Din, they violate lo sasser. And the Rambam says that includes mitzvahs daraisa and drashas chazal and siyagim and minhagim. Right, all of those are included in lo sasser. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Ramban has his famous bomb kasha on the Rambam. If you say every Darabanan is a Daraisa, so how do you have any rules differentiating between the Darabanans and the Daraisa? Most famously, Safik Daraisa Lechumra, Safik Darabanan Lekula. If every Darabanan is a Daraisa, so then how do you have that distinction among other differences between Darabanans and Daraisas? That's the question on the Ramban. And the most common answer given by the Meshech Chachma and by the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, in his Sefer on the Rambam is, no, the Rambam agrees that only a Vadai Darabanan is a Isser Daraisa. But if it's a Safek, there's a built-in limit. The Rabbanan, the rabbis, when they created their din, they said, this din only applies if it's Vadai. If you're not sure, then the whole din falls away. That's built in. Says that I usually read from the Meshech Chachma, so this time I'll read from the Kiryat Sefer. The Kiryat Sefer, in his Hagdama, to his commentary in the Rambam, he says, Iki im nitakesh ladas harav lomar, ki masha amru lahakel v'chol makom adivrei sofrim hu, ki mechila ukitnai. It's a condition, built in. Kitznai me'itam, shehem hisnu b'gzeros u'b'mitzvah shalahem, shenelech bahem l'kula, kedei lahafrish, bein mahu shuhu min ha-Torah u'mashu midivrayim. They wanted to keep the fence up to know what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't want to blur the lines. They wanted to create dinim. So they built in different dinim when it comes to suffix. But yes, if you vadai violate, then you'll vadai violate the Raisa also. That's how the answer is given by the Achronim to defend the Rambam. But either way, that Rambam, that's this line of the Gemara. What would the Ramban say? Keep reading. But at least this line of the Gemara is supportive of the Rambam. So the Gemara says, back to the question, we're on the second line. So again, to review the question, how can Reish Lakish? If Reish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is also Asur, even though it's only on a Darabanan level, so why should you be Chayiv a Karban Shvua if I swear I won't eat? And what I was including is Chatzi Shir, so isn't that also included? So the Gemara says, V'chi Teima Kivan to Islay Hefter Min HaTorah. Well, maybe, as we just said, maybe because it's mutter on the Daraisa level, called Chayel Karban Shvua, well, it's mutter Daraisa, so maybe that's why it's not included in Mushpah V'Yomein. So, V'Hatnan, but what do you mean? That's not true. We're about to see that even a Darabanan Halacha has effects on a Daraisa level, where by the second Avera, right here, one after another, we're about to compare the other Avera that you're Chayev and Olav Yored for with the first one. V'Hatnan, Shvuas Eidus. Shvuas Eidus, as we just explained before, if Ruvain knows testimony on behalf of Shimon, and if he would testify, he would be able to get Shimon money, and he denies it, and he swears he does not know testimony for Shimon. And then it came out that he did know testimony. See, Yischaev, the carbon Shvua. So, Shvuas Eidus, that's the name of the parak in Shvuas Daflamet. Shvuas Eidus, Einu no heges ela brui lahayin. It only applies to those who are roi to give testimony. Meaning, if somebody is puzzled to give testimony, then he's not causing the guy a loss, because he's not going to testify yet, be able to testify anyway, so he's not going to be chayav the carbon shvua. So that's the rule. Only by people who are roi lahayin. V'havinan ba lim ute mai, and we ask there, what is that excluding? Meaning, who is not chayiv? So Rav Papa Amar lim ute melech. Rav Papa said it's excluding a king. A king does not testify. The discussion over there, why doesn't the king testify? Some say because you need the aid to be roy to be a dayan. A nas a dayan. And a king can never be a dayan, so that's why he can never be an aid. Okay, others say that it's just a bizayon. For the king to come down to Beis Din to testify on somebody's behalf, that's a bizayon. So the king does not come down. The Tosefta Yom Kippurim's lashon here is it's zilzul in the malchus, even if it's not a zilzul in the melech. It's a zilzul in the malchus, and that's where the king is excluded. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar limuute mesachi bekuvia. Oh, another shas topic. Excluding mesachi bekuvia. What's a mesachi bekuvia? That is a gambler, somebody who plays with the dice. As we know, that is the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin that discusses Elohein Apsulin, the people who are a pasul on a Drabbanan level, are Mesachi Bekuvia. Why is a Mesachi Bekuvia pasul? Why is he pasul? So those are 2 days in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. Either because Eina Osek Bi Yeshuvo Shalolam, because he is not involved in the world. And if he's not involved in the world, he's not involved in reality, then we can't trust his testimony. Because he doesn't know how things are going to affect people. He has to be involved in the world. But the other day, on the first day of Rami Bar Chama, is Asmachta. And Asmachta is Lokanya. What's Masachah Bekuvya? What does Asmachta mean? We mentioned this a few weeks ago when we said the three sugyas that always overlap are Asmachta, Tanai, and Breira. So when we discussed Breira a few weeks ago, we mentioned Asmachta there. Asmachta means I commit to something today based on a future event that has not happened yet. Right, in Yonah DeYomah, anybody who, the most bet on sports game in the entire year is coming up in a couple of weeks. Right, so the, in terms of betting, in terms of making a commitment today based on a future event, that is called Asmachta. And we paskin Asmachta is not Kona. It's not Kanye. What does that mean, lo Kanye? It means if you take my money after I committed in an Asmachta way, you're stealing. You're stealing on a Darabanan level. Meaning on a Daraisa level, stealing is only if I grab something and I take it. That's Geneva. There are some halachic gazlanim also. Shol Shalomidas and other examples. But in terms of the real hardcore Geneva or Gazel, it's only if you take it. But Chazal, Yahadus has an unbelievable standard in terms of Gazel. Not only if you take it from me, but even if deep, deep down the halacha says that I don't really want to give it. And I'm not committed because I'm committing to something based on a future event. And it doesn't matter if I scream from today till tomorrow. I don't care, I'm mochel, I'm giving it up, I don't care, I'm going in willingly. Doesn't matter. Halacha says that halachically, that type of commitment is lo kanya. So therefore, that is called a gana for a gazlan durabanan, and somebody is pasul eitus mi durabanan in that case. That's a mesachik bekuvi. Good. So, says again, we're not getting into the entire gambling discussion, but again, that is the general rule, with one exception the Shulchan Aruch says, and that is asmachta letzedakas kanya. Right? If somebody has a Chinese auction or some type of a game or a bet where directly, the money directly goes to a charity. Not that I get it and then I'll decide, because then I stole and then I'm going to give it. That's Mitzvah Bavavera. If it goes directly, all proceeds will go to the shul. So that's mutter, the Shulchan Aruch says. Because deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing and do a mitzvah. So that's why we pass on Aslach L'Stach as Kanya. But other than that, Aslach does not Kona. So says the Gemara now, that's who is being excluded. If somebody is Mesachei Bekuvya, then they are not Chayiv in a Karban Shvua Sa'edus. Somebody comes over to me, and I'm a gambler. Please testify for me, and I deny it, and I swear about it. And it came out that I was lying. I'm not going to be Chayiv a Karban. Because even if I would have admitted it, I wouldn't have been able to testify for you. So once that, says the Gemara, 1 minute. On a daraisa level, he's roi. That's not stealing daraisa. That's not pasul eidus daraisa. V'rabbananu to paslu. The rabbanan pasuled. And yet, v'lo kachayli ale shvua. You see lemaisa, he is excluded from bringing a shvua. Because on a darabanan level, he cannot testify. That affects the daraisa definition. So too, we want to say, in the first one, in the case of shvuas karban shvua. So too there, so too, according to Reish Lakish, even if you're only Aser Drabanan Nechasi Shir, that should be good enough to say it's Aser, and therefore, you should not be Chayiv a Karban Shvua. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, you can't compare the two. Even though they're both Chayiv the same Karban, but no, Shiny Hasam, over there is different by Shvua Sa'edis. The Amar Kra, Imlo Yagid, V'hai Labar HaGadu Klau. Period. This is a very big topic there in Masechta Shavuos, but the basic idea is that Lamaisa, Shavuos Ha'edus goes by the Lamaisa. Lamaisa, are you causing this guy a financial loss? Yes, then you're Chayav the Karban Shavuos Ha'edus. If not, then you're not. So Lamaisa here, we're not going to let you testify. So what? That on a Daraisa level, you're kosher, and it's only a Darabana level. Shavuos Ha'edus goes by Lamaisa loss. Here, you're not causing him a loss, and therefore you're going to be putter. But by Shavua, by the Karban Shavua, in our case, you don't go by the Lamaisa, you go by halachic categories. And there's a difference between Daraisa and Darabanans. So therefore, that is why you're going to be chayiv a Karban Shavua, according to Reish Lakish, because it's only a Hazan Darabanan. The Vechi Tema lasts. We said Vechi Tema, you can't say it, so we knocked it out. So we end up saying that's the answer to the question. There's a difference between Darabanans and Daraisas, period. So Lamaskana, we end up with a problem for the Shita of the Rambam. We said the Rambam fit in beautifully to the Havamina. But Lamaskana, what does the Gemara say? It's only Asa Darabanan. So it's not called a Daraisa, so you're going to be Chai the Karban. So how does the Rambam answer that question? If every Darabanan is a Daraisa, so how does he read this Gemara? So I saw the Megillas Esther says that you have to say for the Rambam, there's another category. Even if something is Asa Daraisa, it does not mean that it's Mushba V'yomen Mehar Sinai. Something could be Asa Daraisa, but still not called. I took a Shvuah about it at Har Sinai, so the Shvuah that I take later could be Chal. That's what you have to say. You have to say for the Rambam. Yes, it's Daraisa. The Rambam says that. But this Gemara also said that it's not Mushba V'yome Mehar Sinai. It must be that those two categories, descriptions, are not one and the same. You could have something that is Asur Daraisa, but it was not included in my Shvuah at Har Sinai. That is a crucial Megillas Esther. It's quoted in the Megillas Esther in the Shrashim and the Avni Miluim in Simen Yudal. It also has a discussion of that Megillas Esther. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we finished the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish temporarily. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Gemara asked originally, it says Asur, isn't it? Kares? Yeah. Anus, Asur is not a case of Kares, it's a case of Chatzi Shir. Says the Gemara, V'kol Hecha Detani Anish Kares Lotani Asur? What, you don't think the Gemara's assumption was that the word Asur does not mean Kares? Not so sure. But Tanya, the Brisa says, Afal Bisha Amru Asur Bekulon, even though we say Asur by all of the Inuyim, Lo Amru Anish Kares, Ela Al HaOchel, Vishoseb, Vosa Malacha Bavad. Kares is only by eating, drinking, and doing Malacha. Right, those are Mefurish in the Torah. The other Inuyim, though they might be Asur, but they are not Chayev Kares. So you see from the Brisa, the word Asur could apply to items that are Chayev Kares. So what was the Gemara's whole question? That you had to come on to Chatzi Shir. Even if it says Asur, it might mean Kares. The Gemara said, no, not true. Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Kisha Amru Asur, Lo Amru Ela Bika Chatzi Shir. Asur meant Chatzi Shir, meaning where there's no Kares. Aval Kishir, Anish Kares. The Aval Pisha Anish Kares. And even though it is Anish Kares, Ein Anish Kares, Ela Ochel Vishose Vaose Malacha Bilvad. So we reread the Brisa to mean that Asur only means non-Kares, and even within Kares, it's only by Achila and Jasiya and Malacha. Viba Yisema, or the other answer given, Kiktani Asur Ashara. Even in the Brisa, when it says Asur, Asur is not going on the Achila and Jasiya. It's only going on the other ones, the Tanu, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Bishar, Sifri, Debe Rav, because Rabba and Rav Yosef said in the other Svarim of Be Rav. What does that mean? Bishar, Sifri, Debe Rav. If you look in Rashi, Shar, Sifre, Dilav, Toras, Koanim, Sefer, Vayadaber, Ve'ela, Hadvar. What's Rashi talking about? So just review for a moment. We know there are two types of Midrashim, two types of authority. There are many midrashim. Some are more authoritative than others. The early ones, the ones that were written by the Tanaim, they're even those are split up into two categories, Medrash Halacha and Medrash Agada. Medrash Agada is all the Rabbas. All the Rabbas, and we have Rabba, we have Medrash Rabba on the five books of the Torah and on the Megillos. That's what we have Medrash Rabba on. Those are Medrash Agada. Medrash Halacha, obviously, is the basis for halacha. Agada, you don't get, those are all the stories in the Agada. Rashi all over Breishas quotes Medrash Agada, the Breishas. But the rest of the Torah, Rashi quotes the Medrash Halacha. There are various Medrash Halachas. The Michilta on Sefer Shmos, and the Torah's Kohanim on Vayikra, and the Sifra, which is also called the Sifra, and the Sifri on Bamidbar and Dvarim. Those are from the Tanaim, and those are Medrash Halacha. And the Gemara here says, we're not, in the Shar Sifrei Rav means not Toras Kohanim. So what does Rashi say? Not Toras Kohanim, which is Vayikra, but the other Svarim, the Sifri, on Vayadaber, that's on Bamidbar, and Ve'ela Dvarim on Dvarim. So that's what Rashi says. They said in the Sifri, Minayin Liyom HaKippurim. Back to the Gemara. Sha'aser, Berechitza, Pesicha, Benil Zasandal, Batash Shamita. How do I know that all of those other Inuyim are included? Tamalomar, Shabbason. Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos Shabbason. Shvos, you shall cease. You shall rest from certain behaviors, and that's what these four are included. Right, so that's the Machlokas. Is this a real Daraisa or not? Or is this an asmachta? Right, these other inuyim are hinted to in this pasuk. So that is the machlokes rishonim that we mentioned earlier. It's interesting that it says the word here shabbason to include these other items. It could be that the Gemara is alluding to the similar idea that the Ramban has in Parshas Emor. We've come mentioned this in the past. The Ramban in Emor has the idea when by Shabbos and Yontif are called shabbason. What does that mean? Make this day a day of shabbason. Says the Ramban, somebody could go through Shabbos and Yontif without violating any law. Any law. And it won't be Shabbos and Yontif. I could go home after shul and, clean out my garage and move things around and sweat. And then I could, says the Ramban, go to my store, which is in a walled city, so you don't need an Erev, and open my store on Shabbos and sell things on credit. Right? I could do a lot of things on Shabbos without violating an Isser, but it won't be Shabbos. Says the Ramban, that's why it says Shabbason. Shabbason means to create a day of Shabbos. Shabbos dick isn't like an extra thing. It's one of those not Shabbos dicks, so really it's mutter? No, the Ramban would say, no, Shabbos dick is part of this mitzvah daraisa of Shabbason. We have to create a day, even items that are activities that are mutter to do, one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos, based on this essay. Shenitztavinu min haTorah, lios lanu minucha biyantif, afilu midvarim she'ina malacha. Lo she'yitra kol hayom, limdo tvuos lishkol peros v'chula. That's the Ramban here in Emor. Lakach amra Torah Shabbason, she'yeh yom shvisa u'minucha lo yom torach. V'zeo pirish tov yafeh. So basically, what does Shabbason mean for the Ramban? Create a day of Shabbos and a day of Yontif. So maybe that's what the Gemara is alluding to here. Shabbason includes these other items. Create a day of Inui. Again, the reason we have Inuyim on Yom Kippur is not to make us uncomfortable and sad. The reason we have the Inuyim is because we have to be like Malachim, and we have to focus on Ruchnius. That's why the purpose of all these Inuyim, right? That's what Yom Kippur is about. It's not a sad day, right? Yom Kippur breaks Avelus, right? All the Inuyim are in order to create a certain state, right? But not in a negative way. Well, a negative way in order to create a positive way. So that's why. That could be why the same word Shabbason is used to include the other Inuyim. Just like the other activities the Ramban includes elsewhere, so too these activities here. Okay, Gufa, here we go. Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Man HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Man HaTorah. The machlokas we had before, and now we get into depth. What is the source? Well, even before we look, what is the, whenever you have a machlokas in the Gemara, you have to ask, what's the simple opinion that doesn't need sources, and which is the Mechudish opinion that needs sources? So somebody would ask us, so which one, Chatzi Shir, should it be Asur or Mutar Min HaTorah? So here the Gemara feels the need to first quote Rabbi Yochanan Svara, as if to say, Reish Lakish is what I would have thought. The Torah gives a Shir, so if you don't do the Shir, it's Mutar. So the Torah, the Gemara said, okay, let me tell you, explain Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Min HaTorah, Kivan Dechazi Le'itz Tarufei, Isura Ka'achil. Since it is combinable, you're eating Isser. Two ways to understand that line. Number one is, literally, if I eat a half a kezias of pig right now, then in another 2 minutes I can eat another half a kezias. So that's why this is Asa to eat. Kind of like a Gzera. Kind of like a Gzera Daraisa. Siyag Daraisa, don't eat this because you might come to it. That's one way to understand it. The other way to understand it, that some achronim have, is that no, because it's possible to have this combined afterwards, that's a reflection that even what you're doing now is significant. And therefore, it is Asur Min HaTorah. Right, it doesn't mean actually you're going to. But because what you're going to do is combinable, that's why, because two zeros don't add up to one. Right, it has to be half and a half. If it's two zeros, it doesn't add up. And that's why there's a machlokes achronim, amazing machlokes. What happens if I eat a half a kezias in a situation where it's impossible that I would ever violate the shir? What if there's 42 seconds left to Yom Kippur, and I eat a half a kezias, and it's impossible? What if there's 10 seconds left? I can't violate the shir. So what do you say? What if it's the last 10 seconds of Pesach, and I eat half a kezias of chametz? Right? So what do you say in that case? Do you say that the concept of Chazir Asa Min HaTorah applies in a case where it'll never be Chazir L'Sarufe? Or do you say, no, Chazir L'Sarufe doesn't mean literally. It just means it's a reflection. Because it could, it's a reflection that what you're doing is serious. That is a machlokas between the Menachas Chinuch and the Tzlach and all the Achronim get into the act relating to how do you understand exactly the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan. That is svar. Reish Lakish amar mutar min haTorah. Reish Lakish says no. Achil amar achman avaleka. No, the Torah says isurim are eating. This is not called eating. Chatzi shir. Esve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish. Ainli ela kol she yeshno ba'onesh. Yeshno ba'asara. The Braisa says I only know that these items from the if this is talking about the context of chelev. That chelev is asr, you get a punishment of kari zivit, chelev, and there's an ashara, koi v'chatzi shir, hoel ve'enu ba'onish, yachol enu ba'asara, a koi, which is a savik chai, a savik behema. You're not sure if it's chelev is asr or not. Or chatzi shir, you might think, because you're not going to get a punishment for either of these, maybe it's not even asr, tamalomar, kol chelev, any chelev, question mark. That's the second source for Rabbi Yochanan, based on a pasuk, not on a svara. So any chelev, even chatzi shir, so ask Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. You see, it's a pasuk beferish chatzi shir. The Gemara says midrabanan v'kro asmachta b'yalma. No, Reish Lakish would say that's an asmachta. It's an issur derabanan that the rabanan found a hint to in the Torah, chatzi shir and koi. Tosfos discusses why Rabbi Yochanan needs a svara and a pasuk. Right? Wouldn't a pasuk be enough? Wouldn't the svara be enough? So he goes through each side why you need the pasuk and the svar. So either way, that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And says the Gemara, hachinami mistavra. It makes sense, Reish Lakish would say, that this is only derabanan, chatzi shir, and koi. Why? Disakadaydach da'oraisa. If you're telling me that this is a real makar, da'oraisa, koi sveikahu. Koi is a suffix. Suffix chai, suffix behema. Istra krol asuye sveka. What, you need a pasuk to tell me that the koi is going to be asur? Well, let's say that it didn't say the pasuk. You wouldn't be able to eat it anyway. It's suffix daraisa. Suffix daraisa lechumra. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that a koi is asur. So it must be that this is not daraisa. It must be that it's drabanan. That's the raya. This is also, again, there's five or six shas topics on this one amud. This line sounds like another machlokas Rambam, another Rishonim. The principle of Savik Daraisa going Lechumra, is that a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan? The Rambam holds this is a Darabanan. This line seems to be against that. Because the Gemara says, even without the Pasuk, I would have been Machmir on a Daraisa level. The Rambam wouldn't have said that. Okay, another question. So says the Gemara, that's a Raya, that it's Darabanan. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a Raya. Imi Shem Halo Arya. No, because at this point, that's not a Raya, that is Darabanan. Why? Kasavri Koi Birya Bifnei Atzmahi. It could be that this opinion is holding that a koi is not really a suffix. It is a being, a creation unto itself. It is not a chaya, it is not a behema. Tosfos and koi, not this big tosfos that turns over on the bottom. Koi bir b'bnei atzma, it's not a chaya, it's not a behema. It's different. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this, hada amar of Idi bar Avin, Rav Idi bar Avin quotes, af kol asuye koi, af kol. That's in the context of eating blood. This are eating blood, it includes koi. We have the same question there. Koi sveikahu. Isra krala rabuye sveika. Ela birya. Just like we said there, it's a birya, and that's why it's a separate being, and that's why you need a pasuk to include its isser. Shiny hachanami birya, ela birya shiny. Hachanami birya shiny. Period. So we knocked out the hachanami mistavra for Reish Lakish, but we still also, Reish Lakish says it's Rabbanan. He just doesn't have that riot. So Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish about Chatzi Shir. Again, this is a very large topic. Chatzi Shir, we've had some shirim about this in the past. There was a Daf Be'in Shir last night relating to Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Feel free, hopefully it's posted already. But this is another shirim that we could have, Chatzi Shir. The major questions that are asked by the Achronim is, Chatzi Shir, is it an Isser Klali, is it an Isser Prati? Meaning, if I eat a half a kezias of pig, is that the same thing as half a kezias of chametz and half a kezias? Meaning, is it all the same Isser of Chatzi Shir? Or is it Prati, it's related to its respective Isurim? One question that is asked. The other question that's asked by the Achronim is, are there limitations? Is there Chatzi Shir by non-Isurei Achila? This Gemara is only by food. There are svaras to apply it to only food. The Chacham Tzvi says it only applies to food because there you are actively doing something to give it significance by eating it. But by other Yisurim, it wouldn't apply. And there seem to be sources against that. Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalid applies it to Bishul B'Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, applies it to Geneva. So there are elements that seem to apply it outside. Again, those are two of the major questions related to Chatzi Shir. Okay, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ta'anu es nafsho seichem. So now we're going to get into some of the sources of the Inuyim. You shall afflict your souls. Yachos, what does that mean? The Torah doesn't say how to afflict. An amazing havamina. Yacho yeshe bachama obetzina kedeshe yitzta'er. I might think that I have to make myself uncomfortable on Yom Kippur. If it's hot out, I should sit in the sun to feel bad. If it's cold, I should go sit out freezing without a coat on. You might think that that's what you should do. That's inui tamalomar v'chol malacha lo sasu. No, compare it to malacha. Ma malacha sheva al tasep. Just like malacha, what you have to do is not work. Af inui nefesh sheva al tasep. So to the inui that's required is not doing something. Inui sheva al tasep. Don't eat. And don't wash, and don't do all the other items. V'ema hecha deyase b'shimsha v'chayim le'lo neimale kum tul betula. Well, maybe at least in this case. What if you're sitting in the sun, and then you're already there, right? It was shady, and then the sun moved. The shade moved. And now it's sunny out. So maybe at least shave al tasas, stay where you are. You don't have to go into the sun to get hot, but if you're already in a situation, maybe you should stay there, that's shave al tasas. Or the opposite, yaseh betula, you're in the shade. V'karalei, you're cold. Lo neimalei, we don't tell him, kum tuv b'shim, so go sit in the sun. So maybe at least if you're there, you should remain there. The Gemara says, no, dumya d'malacha. Simo d'malacha, ma malacha lo chilakteba, just like malacha, you don't make any chilukim. Malach is aser period. Shev al tase, af inu lo tachlik bo. So too, inui don't have any distinctions. Inui is about not doing, eating, drinking, v'chulu. That's it. And by the sun, that's like only not getting up, but getting, but if you don't have to go there, that's a chilik. That wouldn't be parallel to the issue of melacha. Period. Tanya idach, similar type of discussions. And all of you have a couple of brises. You might think you should dafka sit in the hot or the cold and be in pain. A different svara. Just like malacha, it's something that you're chayiv somewhere else. Meaning, malacha, you are chayiv correspond Shabbos for doing malacha. So avini nefesh, chayiv al makam acher. So to the inu that we're talking about is where you're chayiv b'makam acher. You're never chayiv kares for sitting in the shade or in the sun somewhere. When are you chayiv kares for eating something? Ve'eza ze pikol v'nosar. If I eat pikol v'nosar, I know I'm chayiv kares. So too we apply that the Isra Yom Kippur must be regard to eating. And now the Gemara has a couple of havaminas that only certain items would be usher to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay, pigal anoser the makar, avi pigal anoser shein bakaris, follow avi as a tevel shein bakaris. Maybe the only thing usher to eat on Yom Kippur are items that are chayiv kares if I eat them on a weekday, like pigal anoser. But tevel, which is misa b'dei shamayim, I wouldn't be chayiv. Tamalomar ta'anu v'inisa l'nafshos echem riba. The Tosfos Yeshayahu points out that it says five times in the Torah the language of inui. So we're going to have five inclusions now. So not only items that are chayiv kares, but also items that are misa b'dei shamayim. So Gemara says, Avi atevel sheba misa velo avi asa nevela. She'ena b'misa, nevela is only malchus. So I wouldn't, maybe that's not aser on Yom Kippur. Tamalomar ta'anu v'inisim anafshosechem riba. Avi asa nevela sheba lav. Maybe I should include a nevela which is a lo sase velo avi asa chulin. She'ena b'lav. But maybe regular mutter food should not be aser. Tamalomar ta'anu v'inisim anafshosechem riba. Amazing havaminas. Right, obviously, the havaminas of limiting the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur to certain foods means that's a different type of inui. It's just a halacha of you should have a very high standard on Yom Kippur. And the pigle, which is always Aser, on Yom Kippur it's doubly Aser. Really stay away from it. Tevel is really Aser. Only Lamaskana, where we include all foods, do we then come to a different type of understanding of the Isser. No, this is about an Isser Achila. It's about being in a state of inui. Right, very different than all the other havaminas. Finishing up, avi hachulin she'enan b'kumachol v'lo avi esa truma she'b'kumachol. So maybe I should only include chulin, but truma, which is a mitzvah to eat, maybe I should include it. Tamalomar ta'anu v'yinitza b'nashos echem riba. It's all included. Avi esa truma she'enan b'bal tosiru v'lo avi esa kachim she'enan b'bal tosiru. But maybe I should include kachim, that's mutter to eat on Yom Kippur, because there's an isser to leave it over. Tamalomar ta'anu v'yinitza b'nashos echem riba. So, we have all these Lashonos. So, Lamaskana, Lamaskana, they're all included. They're all types of food are included. V'yim nafshach lomar, and the Brisa ends off by saying, and if you really have a problem with the previous source, I'll quote you another one. Harei you omer, v'yavadzi, as a nefesh ahi, you, I will, v'havadzi, I will destroy, I will hurt that soul that violates Yom Kippur. Inui shehu avedas hanefesh. So the inui is compared to aveda, losing a soul. Ve'eza zeza achila v'shasiya. What affects your soul? What goes inside? Eating. No eating and drinking at all. That is what affects your soul. That's what's called inui nafshech. Umayim nafshach lomar. Why do we need this last pasuk? Isn't the whole first section, the first 10 lines, good enough? The Gemara says, no. And if you want to say, ba'arayas kamishto ikra, and if you want to say that arayas, physical, right, tash v'shamita, that is what's included, that's also inui, harehu omer, v'avadis ha-nefesh, inui sheishpo avidas nefesh, ve'eze ze achila v'shasiya. So that's one or two makaros in the Brisa for how do you know inui is usser. The one more section, Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Nemar Kan Inui V'Nemar Lahalan Inui. It says Inui here and it says Inui when Hashem did not give us the man. Malahalan Inui Ra'avon, just like over there, it's the Inui of starving, of food. Afkan Inui Ra'avon, so to here. V'Neila Me'im Ta'anez Binosai. Why don't you learn it from there, which is Arayos? Done in inui derabim, may inui derabim, vein done in inui derabim, may inui deyachid. Right, that's inui deyachid, tanez benosai, that's a context of a yachid, but the man is something that applied to all of Klal Yisrael. V'nelev mi inui dimitzrayim, t'chsev ayares on yenu, we say it in the Haggadah, v'yamrinan zuprishas derech eretz. Again, the only other possibility is arayos. So why do you say you learn it from there? That's Rabim. Ela Dunin, Inui Bidei Shamayim, Me'ini Bidei Shamayim, both are Bidei Shamayim, from the Mun and Yom Kippur, Vein Dunin, Inui Bidei Shamayim, Me'ini Bidei Adam. By Mitzrayim, we were forced not to eat. So that's a different type of Inui, and therefore we don't compare it. Period. Starting from the next word, we get into discussions of the Mun. Once we talk about Inui being Vayancha, so we talk about the Mun. One final discussion, again, important issue, and that is, so is there any kiyum of Inui on Yom Kippur positively? Two questions the post can deal with. Number one, am I allowed to take something before Yom Kippur, some type of medicine that makes me fast, you know, easier? Or is there, no, there's a kiyum to be uncomfortable. Inui, that's the pasuk. That's one discussion in the postgame. I mean, even if you say you could take that on other fast days, maybe not on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, there's a positive idea of Inui. Number one, related to that, and again, the Chashugi Chemet discusses that in the other postgame also, what if I have to drink on Yom Kippur? Right, I have to drink. Is there any lachadchila to only drink water and not like orange juice and other things that, flavored water that I get more hana from? What if nutritionally it's enough for me to drink water? But once I'm drinking, is there any reason to only drink water? Because I'm in a state of inui. So those are both discussions in the poskim. If you're drinking the same quantity, does quality make a difference? Mahikotia, Machlokas, the Amudei Or, the Ar Sameach. Again, but both of those have to do with our Gemara, which says there's a kiyum of inui, but we end up saying, but not positively. You don't have to go sit in the sun or the cold, right? Everybody should just follow what the inui is what the Torah and Chazal demanded. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we get to Big Fat Daf related to the month.